Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Tresh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Lee moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange is hit by the pitch. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out. Strange moves to second. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Strange hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Strange reaches third base with a triple. Swift scores. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strange scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a line drive into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. McQuinn scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Strange reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Strange moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Strange scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Wright reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strange. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.